You hear a rough and husky chuckle, and it's a cautious one at that. It comes from somewhere beneath a ball of hair, somewhere beneath a hat. It's Campbell, telling tales of the tracks that he's travelled. And his yarn is long and windy, and his yarn may get unravelled. You see, he tells his tale in rhyming verse that other people write. His mind's trained to memorise and his voice to recite. But if you listen, the poems tell a story of a swaggy on the road, with no fixed source of income, and of course, no fixed abode. Because there's real humour in his swaggy when he gets thrown out of a dance, and courage in his bushman just taking his chance. There's fear in his soldier who's fighting for his brother, and there's truth in his love for his eternal earth mother. His manner is mild and gentle, and his eyes keen and kind, but it's hard to guess exactly what's going through his mind, because he carries few possessions to describe or to express, with no fixed source of income and, of course, no fixed address. He keeps a true and honest journal, though it holds no thoughts or fears. It's just full of solid facts, no poems and few ideas. Just places, names, stops, starts, the minutiae of his days. I suppose he finds comfort in many different ways, but swaggies also find company in many different camps. Though few would share his lifestyle or the road that he tramps, because it's probably fair to say, swaggies don't always impress, with no fixed source of income and of course no fixed address. Chuckle starts the tale and a husky chuckle ends, and it's his poems in between that are a way to make amends, because he brings the words to life like few others that I've known. But he lives the words daily, and he lives the words alone. These are words that shaped a nation. They can shape a person too. And Campbell surely offers us a unique point of view, and anyway, what a great home for a poem in a swaggy's heart and dress, with no fixed source of income, and of course no fixed address.